The other reason why you in the back are here is that today I'm announcing my retirement from the NFL, and it's I guess when I look back, I'm not eloquent enough to put it all into words. Like I said, this idea, much to Kevin and Chad's chagrin, was hatched yesterday in an airport. So I guess when I think back on how fortunate that I've been in my career, I got to play my first 11 years with the Minnesota Vikings, which was the team I grew up in Minnesota. So that's the team I grew up rooting for. That'd be like you guys growing up playing for the Ravens. That'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
it'd be pretty cool, right, Larry? So, you know, just to play in the NFL is obviously a dream come true. To do it for your hometown team is even better. And what makes it better is that you get to share the experience intimately with your family and friends and with those people who helped you immensely along the way to get to that level. And I'll never forget after Vikings games, being out in the parking lot, we had my parents and our neighbors had the greatest tailgate party every single Sunday. We'd have hundreds of people come. It was like everybody was welcome, and those were special times. And then you never know how things are going to go, but after 11 years there, to leave home, my wife and I are home and our kids, leave everything we knew and to come to Baltimore. I can remember sitting across the table in John Harbaugh's office after he'd toured the facility and met with some of the coaches, and my wife was, Sally had my wife out looking at neighborhoods, trying to get her to feel good about it. And I was talking to Harbs, and just everything that he was saying, I was on board with. And you kind of have to make a decision like that when you're a free agent. And I thought, you know, it almost sounds too good to be true. The coach was talking about how we're going to work hard, we're going to be tough. You know, his vision for the team, I was in total agreement with. And I don't know at the time, but I just said, all right, you know, the limited information I have about the Ravens, I'm gonna bet on this guy, and I'm gonna come here. And I'm sure glad I did. From the beginning, the organization and what we really felt like the city just welcomed us with open arms. I mean, I don't need to tell anybody here what this team means to the city, and it's definitely a special connection. And to have the honor of playing here for 4 years and playing under Coach Harbaugh and his staff was truly an honor. And you know, to cap it with a Super Bowl win is obviously, I mean, that's a great thing. But regardless of that, had that not happened, it would have still been a fantastic experience and one that I'd have been very thankful for and grateful for. So I guess what I'm saying is God has been very good to me, and I'm just filled with a lot of gratitude to a lot of people, you know, my parents, my brothers, my wife, her unwavering support. You know, she was like, you can keep playing. She's like, it's fine. You know, I mean, she drives the kids all over the country in the van we got. She drives from Florida to New Orleans, 13 hours with six kids. You know, I mean, she does whatever. And she left her home too and moved out here. She's been unbelievable. You know, my kids, everything. I have absolutely nothing to complain about and a lot to be grateful for. So, I just want to say thank you, a big thank you to everybody that made everything possible. And you know, the reason why I wanted to do it here today was because I've enjoyed playing football, but as much as playing, I've enjoyed doing this as an NFL player. When I was a rookie and a guy that was, you know, there's 53 guys on the team, I was like the 53rd guy. Okay, I was the worst player on the team, but I was on the team. That's all that mattered. And I went out and did a visit my first week with the Vikings. Went to a school, and all the kids were like going crazy, and like they didn't really know who I was, right? They just knew that I played for the Vikings. And I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. And so, like I said, this has been a big part of my career and what I've enjoyed doing is coming to schools over the years and really being with young people like you guys. I get a lot of energy, get a lot of positive energy from you guys and really enjoy it. So I just thought this would be a fitting place to do it. If there's any questions. You guys have any questions? Larry.
I was just wondering if I can, tell anybody about my trip at the Ravens game.
Do you want to tell people about your trip to the Ravens game?
Yes.
All right, come here. All right. You tell them. You tell them what you did.
Matt Burke, after the game was over, he came up and gave me a glove and then we went outside, and then he gave me an AFC divisional cap.
That was the game we won the division, right, against the Giants?
Yeah. That
was we smoked them, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And your wife, she's Purdy.
My wife's Purdy? you write about that, Larry. You write about that. Any other kids have any questions? Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think, you know, normally I'd probably be thinking it was really weird, but when it happened, it was just kind of, you know, the Super Bowl is so crazy. There's just so much stuff going on that when it happened, it was just kind of like, well, there's one more thing. Certainly we didn't play very well right after it happened, so that wasn't good. But, you know, sometimes things happen in life. You know, you gotta adjust, and things don't always go to plan. Yes. When we won the Super Bowl, I grabbed my other teammates on the offensive line. Yeah, we just huddled together and we're just so excited, just celebrate. I mean, we're out there running around and jumping and screaming and playing in the confetti and doing all those things. And then doing snow angels, yeah, and the confetti. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's pretty cool. Yes.
What was your favorite play in the game?
The last one. When it was over, huh? That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Before that last play, did the music like make you tense?
The music? You mean like the? No, I mean it was. It was a little bit tense because you're just so close to accomplishing your goal. I guess I was a little. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little bit tense. It was a long 4 seconds.
How long did you play football?
15 years. 15 years. Did I ever figure out? I have my suspicions, but I don't know for sure. Yes.
What Super Bowl?
All right.
Why
am I retiring? Well, I'm old. I have 6 kids, and it's just time. I mean, I really enjoy football. I've got to play for a long time. I've been very fortunate, but I just feel like it's time to do something else. Yeah.
Are you going back to your hometown?
Back to my hometown? Maybe. I guess I haven't. Haven't thought that far ahead yet. Haven't figured it out yet.
How close are you to Ray Lewis?
How close am I to and him retiring too? Well, I mean, you know, it was certainly, I got to be Ray's teammate for 4 years. And that was certainly really cool because I'm a football player, but I'm also a football fan. You know, I really like watching football, and now I guess I'm a fan again. So to be able to play with somebody like Ray and to be able to call him your teammate is pretty special. And teammates are, teammates are pretty close. You know, it's a special bond.
What did your teammates say after you said you were retired?
Well, I haven't said anything. I mean, I just told you guys. Actually, a couple of them heard I was, though, and they've just said some amazingly nice things, and you know, really makes me feel good inside. My first Super Bowl win was a couple weeks ago. First and last, yeah.
What were you doing during the blackout?
I was just stretching out, drinking water. Really not much you could do, you know. So, yes.
Well, are you going to ever go back to any Ravens games?
Oh, I think I'll be back to a few Ravens games, yeah. They're pretty fun.
In the back, yeah.
Way in the back. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit sad. Yeah, I do. A little bit sad and a little bit happy. But yeah, definitely a little sad. Yes, Larry.
Remember that picture?
I do remember that picture. That's a good-looking guy's you, and that's me. Yeah.
And
you remember that?
I'm gonna do it again, my last dance and jump for you.
Yeah, you were doing your Ray Lewis dance. Yeah, yeah. Did you know it was called the squirrel? Something called the squirrel. Did you know that? You're going to do it again? You want to do it again? You want to do it right now?
Yes.
Okay, Larry, you're the star, man. This is Larry's dance. Oh, he's got to get into it. Just for me? Okay. See? That's even... Larry, I think that's better. I think you do it better than Ray does. It's just my opinion. Last question, how about? Who do I think will take my place? You want to take my place? Larry's going to start drinking more milk, and he's gonna take my place. We have a lot of great players on the Ravens. But if I were to guess, we have a young guy named Gino Gradkowski who probably take my place. Should we take some questions from the old people in the back?
Yes.
All right, let's see if, I doubt their questions are as good as yours, but.
Yeah. Matt, when did this decision come to you?
It's tough, it's hard to say exactly. You know, I mean, you wrestle with it, you go back and forth. I talked to Coach Harbaugh, I think it was Saturday, and I said, yeah, I don't know. I just said, I don't even know why I'm calling you. I said, I'm just calling you to talk. And we talked for an hour just about a lot of stuff. And I mean, one, you know, that's why I love Harbs. He's just, you know, he's a friend above all else. And talking to him, I said, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know when I'll make a decision or what it'll be. But then yesterday afternoon, I called him and got a hold of him and talked to him and talked to Ozzie. And, you know, they were great. Just great, you know, great people. And, they said, you know, don't say anything publicly, and you know, wait till next week, and you know, come Baltimore, we'll do a big ceremony. That's what Chad wanted to do, but yeah, I said, no, we're gonna get this out of the way and move on. But I told him yesterday afternoon.
What are you gonna miss the most?
All of it. You know, I mean, certainly the guys, competition. Mostly the guys, you know. I mean, that locker room. I would say it's a very unique work environment. It's the bond you have with your teammates is very unique. It's very strong, and you know, that'll be the biggest. But it's you know, like I say, I can't complain because I got to do it for a long, long time. You know, for a guy like me, you know, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, yeah, it is, you know. I mean, you just can't ask for anything more. I mean, yeah, it is a great way to end it. But you know, like I said, it just, no one's entitled to a Super Bowl, and certainly not me. But just so grateful and fortunate that I was able to be part of this team, because it is a special team, and the run that we made, the championship that we won, is... was you know, some will never forget. And I was telling Harbs, I said, you know, the great thing is we get to come back, you know, every whatever, 10 years or 5 years, should be every year, Dick. You know, maybe make it every year, and you know, you get a reason to come back and get together, you know, and relive those days, and that's you're forever linked, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, the reason I wear the shirt is because I went and worked out this morning at the Ravens facility just one last time, and I don't know, yeah, it doesn't look like I work out, but I do, and I forgot a shirt, and this was hanging in, this is actually Mike Orr's shirt, it was hanging in his locker, so I grabbed it, and but yeah, it does, I thought it was fitting, you know, I thought it was very fitting. That's, you know, because I think when I look at my teammates, they're people that I look up to. I look up to them. And some of the text messages I got, and someone was forwarding me the Twitter. I'm not on Twitter, hard to believe. yeah, that stuff right there, that just stops you in your tracks and humbles you beyond belief because, you know, I mean, these guys, like I was just reading a couple of them from Jamil and Vontae and guys like that. It's like, wow. I mean, that means a lot. I mean, you play the game for a lot of reasons, but, you know, the respect of your opponent and more so the respect of your teammates, probably the biggest thing you're shooting for.
Matt, I know you joked about being old, but are you confident you could continue playing at a high level?
It doesn't matter what I think, you know? I mean, you know, I'll tell everyone wants to challenge me. Yeah, I'll tell them because there's no way you're going to find out. But, you know, it was great. I mean, last year I felt great. And that was a blessing because it's a physical game. It's a violent game. And I was able to feel good and feel good about what I put out there on the field. And just a good way for me to end.
Gino'll
be fine. You know, it's the one thing about football. There's a lot of tangible things or requirements that you need, but I think the biggest thing about football is that it's a character game because it's hard. It's different from other sports, and Gino's got that. I mean, he's a great guy. He's got a fantastic family. Gino'll do whatever it takes to be successful. Yeah, I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'll certainly try to continue to advocate for you know, player safety and retired players' rights. Now that I am a retired player, you know, we'll see. I don't have any plans for what's next. I certainly didn't plan on playing football for 15 years, so kind of not having a plan it's worked out for me so far. I'm gonna stick with it. Yeah, it's just kind of little things, you know. It's like, I mean, sometimes you think about something that happened in a meeting, you know, just you're watching a film day after a game, watching a certain play. It's little things. I was telling my wife, you know, 95% of the time, it's like you're just grinding away. I mean, it's hard. You're doing everything you can do you're in the grind. And it's that 5%, you know, it's that kind of these little moments you have. You might see a highlight on TV. You know, I was watching, obviously you see the Super Bowl, you know, and you see a highlight. Like, oh yeah, I remember that play. And it was just, you know, those are the things that like excite you and get your juices going again. I guess I always come back to just after the game. I mean, on that field with teammates and with my family. You know, that moment. I mean, it was like half an hour or whatever, but that long moment, we have that forever, and that's a great thing. It's a great thing.
You talked about last year that you were going to go year by year, so you truly didn't know this was going to be your decision until a couple of days ago? Like, there was still thought that you may come back even after winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I started talking about retiring like 6 years ago, you know. I mean, during the season, it's hard. It's hard, you know. You're physically, you're beat up. Mentally, you're kind of fried. It's hard. So you always wait till after the season. You see how you feel, and just kind of, I mean, yeah, you go through in your minds pros and cons and this and that. But just ultimately, I just followed my heart. You know, just kind of waited a couple weeks for it to settle, and just kept coming back to this is the right decision for me and my family.
All right. Hey, guys, you know, Matt talked about special moments, and one of the best ones he's been involved with is the team huddle at the end of a game or a end of a session like this. So maybe we can get Matt to show you guys how to do that. Maybe everybody from the school can get involved with Matt in the middle, and Matt, you can decide or have one of the students decide what you want to say when you do it.
All right. All right. Hold on. Yeah, Larry, come on. All right, everybody stand up. All right. In the middle, right? What's your name?
Gabriel.
Everybody on Gabriel, put your hand over Gabriel like this. Huh? You can put your hand up too. Not like on him. Everybody puts your hand. All right. And Larry. All right. Larry.
Larry.
Right here. Larry. What's our word, Larry? What are we going to say on three? What are we going to say? All right, how about this? How about I'll count to three and we say Ravens, all right? Ravens on three. One, two, three. Ravens! All right.